2CH. Cooking with Sheridan Rogers. Thanks to Nobby's Kitchens, proudly celebrating 73 years. Nobby'sKitchens.com.au.
18 minutes to 10. Good morning, Sheridan.
Good morning.
Now, you just said something to me, which I'll let you repeat, but we're non-political, but you have made a very good point. David Suzuki was delightful on Q&A last night on
fabulous?
The ABC. Yeah.
Now, I'm a great admirer of his. I was astonished that no one last night sent a tweet in saying, you know, talk about the current government, we do not have a Minister for Science.
And the whole
show was Minister for Science.
The whole thing was about science, wasn't it?
Exactly. And look, you only need to have gone through the winter and the spring we're now having in Sydney to know that we really are undergoing climate change.
Enough. Let's talk about cooking.
In fact, it does relate to gardening because, you know, all sorts of weird things happening in the gardens. And I'm a great gardener, as you know.
Yes. Okay. Well, yes. Do you want to talk about that?
Well, yes. No, as you know, I take the kids out into my garden in the mini chef cooking classes, and we always have fun identifying the herbs and vegetables. They really do tell me some very funny things. So one of the little boys once, he saw the eggplant hanging off the stem, and he said, "Oh," he said, "is that how eggs grow?" Yeah, they can be very amusing.
Hmm. Yes.
Anyway, that's not due to climate change. So today I'm going to be giving you a recipe for easy peasy scones. Now I know you love these scones because I've made them for you a number of times, and these are from my mini chef cookbook.
Can I just interrupt there? My mother, though, often said, was not the world's best cook. She did make scones, but I have to say, yours are so delightful that I often eat them without any jam or anything on them.
Yeah, they don't need anything, do they?
No.
I have to admit, they do have some cream in them, and there's some sugar as well, but they are very delicious, very light.
Yes.
But I was amused to read in the Herald on the weekend that the boys out at Punchbowl Boys High School are not learning to bake scones because they're being taught restaurant-style dishes out there. But in my mini-chef cooking classes, I have 8 to 12-year-olds. These boys are quite a bit older. And I think to teach them these basics, like making scones, is very important. This is a very simple recipe. As I said, it is on my webpage today. So it is interesting to know that out at Punchbowl, 1 in 5 of the students are now studying hospitality. I mean, I think that's fantastic news. But as I said, the focus is on restaurant-style food. And they're doing dishes like an eye fillet with mushroom and ragu and slow-roasted rosemary potatoes. And apparently when Ita Buttrose went out there to visit recently, they served her a smoked salmon salad with wild rocket, baby spinach, a potato rosti and lemon dill dressing. Well, we're not doing quite that style of cooking in my classes, but they certainly do learn lots of basics. For example, we do a lot of stir-fry dishes. And one thing I always find very surprising is how much they love the potato and leek soup. They just love it. They keep coming back for more and more.
Isn't
so I do lots of healthy dishes. But it's wonderful to know that so many young men are going back into the kitchen. And apparently in the last decade, the number of boys studying hospitality for their HSC has increased 41%. And I imagine that's because of all the celebrity chef shows on television, you know, and MasterChef, etc. So that it's sort of seen as a more glamorous industry to go into. Although, as Matt Moran said, Matt Moran is a celebrity chef, he says, don't go into this industry for any other reason than loving it, because it's very, very hard work. And Matt himself was one of only two boys in, you know, many years ago in his own home economics class out at Grantham High School, which is in Seven Hills. And another chef, Martin Benn, who has a three-hat restaurant, Sepia, he was one of only two boys as well. So it's great to see that, you know, more boys are taking an interest in cooking.
Fantastic. It is indeed.
I actually have quite a few boys coming along to my mini chef cooking classes, which is, you know, very encouraging.
And when are they?
Okay, I've got one tomorrow, and I've still got a few spaces left, and one on Friday, and then I've got Monday, Wednesday, and Friday of next week.
Full details.
I've still got spaces in some of those classes, yes. SheridanRogers.com.au.
And your recipe is?
For those easy peasy, very delightful scones that you love.
Talk to you next week.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.